Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I don't want to look ahead, man, because I'm not like that. I don't want to look ahead, but that Golden State Miami thing.
Yeah, if it happens,
you know, you think about all the finals that we've had and they've had, we've never met.
No, we just missed out. We just missed out.
One of them is because the guy we missed out was a key part for our team and team that he went to.
Well, I mean, you had the big three here for 4 years and went to four straight finals. Really, San Antonio.
That's the guy I'm talking about, LeBron. Yeah,
right. And then he leaves, and then he makes his little trips against Golden State a couple years in a row in the finals. But yeah, this would be fun. Golden State only needs one, though. The Heat need two.
Yeah. No, but you're looking two games away. The Heat, you know, Jimmy Butler did the countdown on games it takes, you know, after they won the first round. And that thing's got a lot smaller. Just need two to get to the finals here. And Golden State is one away right now from getting theirs with Dallas. And that'd be great for business. Oh, God. That'd be just
Miami and Golden State.
Fun series. Yep. Fun
that would
series,
be a lot
and I'm looking ahead. I mean, I'm doing the ultimate.
Course.
I know. Hey, yo, hey, can we finish this first? Yeah, we can. But just telling you. See, by the way, talk about traveling across the country too.
Yeah, you're gonna have to have a couple days off in between.
Boston.
Right?
That's a Boston Lakers special right there.
How long would that 7-game series take? 2 weeks.
That thing will
change.
Well, the Heat are gonna beat them. They're definitely gonna get some wins in that. I'm guessing Golden State would be favored in that series as well.
They both have the same record, but I believe I read in Barry's column that Golden State, or maybe not the latest column, but that Golden State would have the advantage, and they would have the home court advantage.
All right. Well, listen, we've got all that stuff. 305-567-0560. Got that series. There'll be plenty of time to talk about that. But, yeah, I'd like to see that finish up this one before we get ahead of ourselves and get going crazy on that. And then the Panthers. What's left, man? What can you do? Get this thing flipped around. I mean, not only have you only scored one goal in each one, but the way you lost that second game at home, just and you make some adjustments. And, you know, they were talking about, they made an adjustment on the power play. This could get them going. No, just one goal. That was it. One goal on the power play. Now 1-for-28. What can they do? And what kind of adjustments does Andrew Brunette, if any, make? To try to get something, shake things up a little bit and get things going? Or does he just go, guys, I know what everybody's saying. Everybody's turned into a coach and second-guessing what I'm doing. I'm sticking with you guys. You guys got us here. This is what we're going with. So
got to change something up. Got to do something. You got to shake something.
By the way, Ekblad hadn't been very good either.
Nope. You're right.
Why we're talking about number one picks.
Missing in action.
Our original picks. And
they've
all been great. They've all been real good players. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to get rid of any of them. I'm not saying dump them. But, boy, this was the year, man. The home ice, and that just got blown out of the water now, the home ice thing. So
making moves at the deadline, now, bringing in vets. Like, this was
brought in veteran
they're
guys.
All in.
You know, they're physical at times against Tampa Bay. They've been knocking the crap out of guys and just, I don't know, those guys getting on them. There wasn't enough urgency in some of these games. So we'll see, man. It is going to be interesting to see what it looks like going forward. But, boy, it's amazing how good the story was with the Panthers, how good they were, how much fun they were in the regular season to watch. And they run into this Tampa Bay Lightning team who's trying to win their third straight Stanley Cup. And, honestly, they didn't look this good at the end of the year. They didn't look that good.
They didn't look this good last year either at the end of the season.
Yeah, but they had some guys.
Guys missing, all of a sudden they bring guys in?
That was due to money and the way they worked around the whole salary cap thing. But this year, Stamkos, Kucherov, Vasilevsky, just key pieces with and a nice supporting cast. Don't get me wrong. A lot of other guys have been real good players that they buy into that system and what they're doing and have just been unbelievable. And the goalie is about as hot as you can possibly get
right
now. So, anyway, hey, Woody, what do we got coming in here on the text machine this morning?
Well, we've gotten a few of these, Joe. We got this on Friday, too. Would Coach Q be getting more out of this group?
If you were to second guess it with his experience, yes.
Right.
I think it'd be easier for him to make changes. And you got a guy, even though he played and had a long career and he's been an assistant coach, it's different, man. It's different when you're the guy that shortens the lines. You're the guy that just, you know, and the thing they talked about with Coach Q is the adjustments he made during games and his gut feeling from what he saw. And you get that with experience and players respect you. You know, you win a lot of games and you win championships. You get a built-in respect that other guys don't get. So, and again, he didn't ask to be the head coach this year, but he's getting an opportunity.
Did a good job all the regular season.
Well, so I don't know. Listen, they had all those great comebacks, and we thought that was cool. And first round, the way they had some comebacks, when it looked like they're going to lose some of those games. And there ain't none of that doing that with this team, this Tampa Bay team. They're up two. It might as well be eight because you ain't coming back and you're not beating them. What else you got, Woody?
John Tortorella would be a good head coach for the Panthers. You want a Stanley Cup while coaching in Tampa? He's available.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know enough, and there enough about that. And there's going to be time for all that, but there is going to be. I tell you what, all those good numbers, if you get swept by Tampa Bay, They're gone. This thing was built this year. We played you tough last year. We've added some pieces. We went all in. We've had a really good year. We were the favorites for a reason, and you get swept. It almost takes away from all those wins and points and
not
record
almost.
Numbers.
Right.
Losing.
This is a fair question here. Are the Panthers engaged in the biggest postseason collapse in South Florida history?
It's got to be up there.
I mean, we've never had a team this good in the regular season.
It's pretty damn good.
It's been horrible in the
The way this team played, right?
I mean, look, I didn't know if they're going to beat Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's won two Stanley Cups and got a lot of the same guys there.
Yeah, but this was the year. If you're going to catch them, this was the year, Joe.
There's something to be said for guys that have played together and have a lot of experience in the playoffs and guys that take their game to a different level when the playoffs start, and they have done it. They weren't impressed with all those numbers.
Not
that the
at all.
Panthers put up.
Right, didn't care.
Great text here. Better start talking about Boston. A lot of work left. We did spend a little time talking about Golden State.
Yeah, it's 2-1. Right, we got
no, it is. It is 2-1.
This series is far from over.
I
think
agree.
Boston wins tonight, right?
I don't.
You really? I mean, if you want to go homer on me, you can. But I think the Heat are very pleased with. So
let me ask
there.
You: did you think that with Jimmy Butler out of half, did you think they'd win that game?
Did I think Miami would hold on?
No, did you think they would win the game in general before? Well, nobody thought they're going to be up to 25-point lead in the first quarter. Do you think that was going to happen?
I took them to cover the spread, if that makes you feel any better about my fanhood here.
I just asked you about Vegas.
I did think they'd
Duel
split up there. I thought they would get one, but I don't think they have much of a chance. I think tonight's going to be tough.
I had extreme doubt at halftime when Jimmy was out, even up as many as they were.
Well, listen, they
by the way,
out
if you're
going
to rest guys or you need anyone to get healthy, this is the game tonight to do it.
Yeah, but like, do you do it? Do you do that? If
what
Jimmy
do you mean?
Wants to play?
Jimmy must – something is wrong with Jimmy Butler.
But
for
if
him
Jimmy
to not
says
go
he can
out,
play, you're going
to
sit him?
Yeah, but for him to not go out in the second half –
so Jimmy Butler
game,
said
something
he –
has to be significantly wrong,
right?
All right.
Jimmy Butler wanted to come back and play, and the trainer said no.
Right.
Okay, because obviously something is – it's got to be more than inflammation,
but
right?
The guy's going to know if he can play or not. More than the trainer's going to know if he can play.
I don't know. The way he's been moving around, Woody, you seen him?
I don't know, Joe. I just think you lose that game. You lose game three after that big lead, and you're probably done if you're the Heat, right? That would have been just a crushing loss.
That would hurt, right?
Well, one thing we have learned, don't try to figure out who's going to play in these games and who's not going to play in these games. Because as soon as you start trying to figure it out, three guys are out, COVID-19. COVID-19 is going to keep one of their guys out for two or three games. He's back second game.
2 days later.
Kills us.
Right.
We talked about this on Friday. This guy says, not always a fan of mine. That's nice. But I was spot on about the Heat not targeting Bam prior to last game. Well, he's got to preface it by saying he doesn't like me first, but he agreed with the one take that I had on Friday, which was that, you know, you can blast Bam all you want, but the fact of the matter is they weren't setting him up to be a part of the offense. So the only way he was going to score is off of, you know, dishes underneath or offensive rebounds, stuff like that. Like, can't just... just going to score like magically, and then they obviously targeted him and set him up to be successful in the previous game. So
he made it sound like after the game that they didn't really change the offense that much for him, which was kind of a surprise for 22 shots, most he's ever taken in his career, 15 to 21. Hey, yeah, that's what we expect from Bam to have some of those games. But they got a bunch of guys that just don't seem to be worried, even though Bam did admit 4, 5, 6 shots in a game's not going to get it.
You can't do that.
Got to be more active.
Four games previous, he only took 21 combined shots. Four games.
Yeah, not good enough.
Right.
No question. What else you got?
Got to get him involved in the offense if you want him to score, though. And they did that in game three. Draymond Green is the most overrated player ever. I haven't seen him stop Doncic one time. Nobody stops Luka, but Draymond Green is.
I
just think the problem with Draymond is he just lets all the other stuff bother him so much in these games, man.
Yeah, he's an emotional
really,
wreck.
Really gets after these officials.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's his thing.
He's an emotional wreck, but that's the way he plays.
You guys sit here and tell me you need a guy that will do all the dirty work and doesn't need to shoot the ball a lot. And he's that guy on that team, and he is that fire plug.
We got PJ.
This time, I hope the Panthers do lose and put us out of our misery. This series has been long over before it started. Okay?
Oh, that's
stop.
Nice.
Stop. That's not good. I don't want to hear that.
I didn't see that. I thought maybe a split at home. Right. I didn't see him losing both games at home. But
it probably is over at this point, though.
It's kind of hard to imagine that they beat Tampa Bay 4 straight. Yeah. Stanley Cup champs.
There's our headline for the website, right?
It's kind of hard to imagine.
Joe's bold comment of the day.
Well, I mean, it was the obvious. Like, they're down 3-0 to a team that's really good. They hadn't lost. They've won 9 straight series. It's kind of hard to imagine that we're just going to come up and go, hey, we got 4 straight, huh?
I still got faith.
Crazier things have happened.
Man, I still got faith.
I don't have any.
Barkov's been playing coy. Huberto and Barkov have been playing coy this whole series.
I don't know, man. They look like a deer in headlights.
I know they
do. Every time they show that up close shot, I'm like, Jesus, who is?
I'm grasping.
Who's this guy Barkov?
Guy,
who is he?
Right.
Luka is wasting his career at Dallas. We also get another text here. Doncic may be slow, but I see him blow by guys all the time dribbling. He is slow. He's crafty.
He's got good moves though. He does get by guys. He's got a big body, meaning.
Did you say we're not supposed to say this anymore?
No, I just some guys. No. Guys, some guys got a slender build, and some guys are just physically. And he's physically a pretty good sized guy.
He's a big dude.
He can bang it. He uses his body really well, and he can get by guys. He does find a way. He's ball skills and.
I thought you were going to pull a Charles Barkley there when you said the banging and all that. You threw that in there.
Like he likes to bang a lot.
Remember Barkley?
Probably banging a hell of a lot more than I am.
When the guys are banging you know, underneath.
A lot of banging going on.
I felt bad for Luka the other day. Did you see they put out that picture of him at a bar? They said he was like day drinking on the day of the game.
With Boban. Boban was in that picture.
I felt bad for him, man. He does have a little bit of that beer body.
No,
thing
but he wasn't doing it. He says, come on, man. He's got to come out
and say.
Said it was
an old picture. Yeah.
He goes, but it will be an off-season picture for sure. You guys want to get that.
Might be tomorrow, day after.
All right, we got a bunch more we can get to here next segment. You want a Formula One text, though, really quick, or you want to pass?
Go ahead.
Joe's big on that.
You want it.
Right.
What do you mean I want it?
Go ahead.
I'm a huge F1 fan. Right. By the way, I was wrong about the Aston Martin thing, apparently, from before.
Stop saying you're a big fan when you don't know anything about the sport.
I like it. I just don't know anything about it. This guy says Red Bull F1 engines were formerly Ferrari, then Renault, which was rebadged as Tag Heuer, and at the moment, Honda.
Oh, that's easy to understand.
Zach and I were talking about this during the break. Like, you know, like there's Ferrari, there's like all these like really like crazy high end, and then there's Honda, I guess.
Right. Joe, you're going to really be scared. You're pulling up in your Ferrari F1 with a $13 million engine. There's the Honda right next to you.
Like, when does the Kia F1 team show up?
Don't you worry. Oh, Honda spent a lot of money to catch up.
I get it. I get it. I'm just saying, you're pulling up, you got a $13 million vehicle.
You see those big ass tires they change on these things like every couple of minutes too.
The tires got to be expensive.
I haven't, Woody.
Like I don't know, maybe
Woody. But I'm so glad you're into something. You guys need to go study. You go see it, man. Go over there and see a vacation around it.
I did go to Formula One.
I'll go to Monaco. You pay for a trip.
That's what happens. You send someone to an event, and they get hooked on it, man.
Yeah. Well, you're hooked now. It's good. You got a new sport you like. All right, right now, though, we got to go to a quick break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We've been telling you about this AG1. 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals. It's so easy. One scoop of that green powder gives you everything you need for the day. With a glass of water, very easy. First thing in the morning, give it 30 minutes to relax a little bit, and then you're off with your day, your coffee and everything else. But this time, you got all the good things in your body that you need. And, man, I've been amazed. Since saying I've been taking AG1, how many people are going, Joe, you're late to the party. This AG1's been around for a while. Yeah, it's really good. Found out my daughter who does all these crazy workouts and all her friends are all AG1ers, and they've been taking a long time. That drop of extra vitamins in it too, doing the whole thing to get max out of it, same deal. Nobody wants to pop all those different vitamins every day, and yet you want to just start feeling better. This body hadn't had a vitamin and mineral forever. It only knew caffeine and water
and nothing
in between.
And now look, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals and whole food source superfoods, probiotics, everything, every single day, like Joe said. One scoop into 8 to 12 ounces of water and an empty stomach to start your day, and you're covered. You don't have to worry about anything the rest of the day. Listen, a lot of people take tons of vitamins, that whole package Joe talks about also. No. Tons of people take some sort of a multivitamin, but it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb, and that's AG1. Invest in yourself. Invest in your own health also. That's exactly what this is all about. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. That's right. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. That's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. It costs less than $3 a day. Invest in your health. Go to the website, athleticgreens.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
com/WQAM.
Tell you one thing, get a little spoiled with these doubleheaders of your two teams in the playoffs here.
Let's hope it's not the last one.
Well, could be.
I don't want it to be.
See what happens. Not looking good.
Panthers got to put their big boy skates on tonight. And let's
yeah,
go.
I think it's a little more than that, Zach.
I wish I could
tell you it was just that. And, all right, we're ready tonight. Okay. You weren't ready the last three? Putting the two at home? All right, so we've got that. And then we had just one of the – I felt bad for him. He seemed like a good guy, Mito Pereira. Just one of the – and not the first guy, not the last guy to just flat-out choke on the 18th hole. That swing, he'll go back and look at that swing.
Oh, man.
And they'll go, swing when you're just practicing and nobody's around. And swing when you're on the 18th hole with a one-stroke lead to win a major tournament. Look at the difference.
Right.
Do you look like the scratch golfer that's on the tour making a good living? Or do you look like a guy that's a 15 handicapper about ready to go out and play Rolling Hills?
And lose $500 at a hole, you know, or $250 at a hole because you're nervous. It's crazy. That hole, I mean, I can't imagine how this guy feels today now because he's going to see these highlights all day today, all day tomorrow, until this thing kind of blows over. And just to think,
one,
you were that close.
I think it just kind of kicked in. He knew at that point as he's getting ready to tee off, or he found out real quickly, Zalatoris had to make a putt, a saving putt, to stay in the hunt, one stroke behind. But he had a pretty good idea of everything, the whole situation. He knew Justin Thomas was in. One behind him, all he had to do was make a par. Just how are we going to make a par? And I think between the pressure and the nerves, and it was Nick Faldo was breaking it down. Nick Faldo's going, your arm's a little heavier, your body, and he's going through like, it's all negative thoughts. Nothing's like, all right, I'm going to hit it down the middle. I'm going to be a little bit shorter, but this is nice, and then I'll put myself in a situation to a little bit longer second shot, but hit the middle of the green. And two-putt this thing and win this damn tournament. Hits it in the water. Sprays it.
Only place you can't hit it.
In the water. Right. And it was ends up making double bogey. Not only did he lose a lot of money. Listen, he's got a chance to make a lot of money because they make a lot of money every time you win a tournament. But to
having
win that
major.
Win
right.
that major. Because right. he may never be, in reality – he may never get back to a major again and have a lead on the 18th hole. He'll get to majors and he'll make major cuts. But where you're actually on the 18th hole and you control whether you win or lose. You don't have to make a birdie. All you have to do is make a par. Everybody else is in. And your par will give you a one-stroke win. And
you start off by hitting in the water.
Just terrible.
Then you drop it and shoot it right over the greens.
And that swing just had, if you've ever felt, hey, I'm the same way. That sport had me as one of the great chokers of all time. That sport is just you, nobody to blame. You have final say on club. You have final say on strategy, all that. And you just.
You pooped the bed. That's what happened.
Me toe.
He got to you, man.
Boy, me cho is what he should be. Cho with a K in there. Because that was.
So you're finally saying it was a little choke.
Oh, it was.
All right. I want to make sure.
No, that kind of pressure.
No, I just
like,
know.
Look at Tiger sits up there. You know, it's a bad example. We're talking about one of the greatest golfers. Tiger gets up there. He's always thinking what he needs to do. And seems like when he's got a chance to win one of those tournaments, you would have counted on that guy having a par and a little tap in for the par and not making it a difficult one. But, man.
This guy's whole life changed.
He can say whatever he wants. Hey, this will be a great learning experience. And people are going to go, dude, this guy was 7 shots back.
Yeah.
Came all the way back to win that tournament. And, by the way, nice little $2.7 million
with it. Oh, that also. Right.
$2.7 million.
That's a nice check.
So, crazy stuff. Hey, Woody, what do you got? 305-567-0560 coming in here. What's everybody talking about this morning?
First of all, Joe, you want to give an update on the tennis here, man? We got tennis going on.
It's early. It's early.
Wawrinka and Mutet.
What happened?
What'd you say?
Wawrinka.
There you
Wawrinka.
Go. That sounds better.
I said, no, I got his name right the first time, and then Mutet.
Never heard of him.
Wawrinka's up 4-2 over Mutet.
So, Red Clay, this is the one that you know who, Rafael Nadal, has dominated. He is a clay king. And Joker won last week. Like, uh-oh, he's back. They've lifted the band. He is back.
So he's allowed in that country? There's certain countries he's not allowed in.
Well, right? I think he can come in this one now, can't you? We changed?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
So he still couldn't play?
Probably not.
Still couldn't get him in the Miami Open this week.
Probably not.
Not good.
Yep.
How about this one? Panthers were in playoff mode all season and showed their hand too early. Other teams turned up their game a notch, and we are stagnant.
Nah, it's baloney. They're just
bad. They peaked too early. That's like a college basketball thing.
No, they play well all season.
First of all, they're in a different boat than the Lightning, who did, by the way. The Lightning don't seem to worry about losing a bunch of games and – like, okay, we know we're in the playoffs. We know we're going to have to go on the road. We're going to play Toronto. We're going to have to beat them there. And then let me see. Okay, the Panthers, I know they got home ice throughout. We got to be. And they're like, okay. And they look at the names on the jerseys they're playing with. They're saying Vasilevsky and Kucherov are as good as anybody in these playoffs right now,
these two guys. They are.
What they've been able to do.
All right.
What else you got?
Somebody says Luka Doncic reminds me of Larry Bird, very deceptive athletically. That's a convenient comparison.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's kind of true.
No, it's fine.
Skill set. Those guys had unbelievable skill set.
What are your thoughts on Pritchard tripping Jimmy like that?
Yeah. Dirty.
National media mentions it.
Dirty.
Oh, whatever.
It was dirty.
There's hard fouls going both ways. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. That was dumb.
By the way, why is everyone so like obsessed with what ESPN thinks about the Heat? Did you notice that? I know Zach's on social media. You're not, but like,
who cares?
The other thing. Doesn't matter to me. But like Mike Breen or any of these guys, like no one's rooting for the Boston or the other way around. Like they don't care.
But I see it. You know what? I see it because the ESPN's got the Eastern Conference Finals also, and obviously, and then what happens right before each game, they make their picks. And for the last two games, everyone's picked Boston.
No, most of the guys on their shows all week have been picking
Boston, 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 Boston. Right.
Vegas has picked them too.
Right.
You upset with them? Like
it doesn't affect anything.
No.
It's just
there's been a lot of people that have been upset about the ESPN Panthers were biased towards.
I know,
the
but the Panthers were supposed to be Tampa Bay. They were favored to win Tampa Bay. Okay.
They're down 3-0.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't bother me.
Who cares what Jalen Rose picks and Mike Breen
looking at the lineup and they have had – it's incredible they're winning because you know who hasn't really stepped up and played their best basketball is Mr. Six-Man, Tyler Herro.
Right. He's missing an action too a little bit.
Speaking of ESPN, they're doing it again where they tease us with Mark Jackson, man. Like they throw all those couple coaching jobs out there that might get Mark Jackson off your TV set.
You see what Mark?
Man, so close.
What he's being accused of? It's really interesting, because he wants to get back into coaching. He's, I think, made it pretty clear. And they were just talking about some of the stuff he did with Golden State. Again, I don't know if it's true or not, but a real strong Christian that really got on guys.
He brought them all to like his church or something.
I think
tried to.
Yeah, he was bringing them in, and you know, and. some of the guys in the front office weren't real happy about it. And then he did the – by the way, anytime a coach goes us against the world, because Tony Sperano did this, and it's not good. It's
It can't be good.
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you it's only about us. It's about our coaches and you players, and that's it. Nobody else in this. So you start cutting out the front office.
Right.
You start doing that. Mark Jackson did that. Yeah. And Tony did that with – and it was awkward. It was awkward for
– But there's got to be some reason why Mark Jackson hasn't gotten a job since Golden State.
I think he'd be a tremendous hire.
Was that sarcasm?
No, because he wants him off the broadcast.
I think he'd be a great coach. I just, as long as we don't have to listen to him on TV anymore.
Right.
He bothers you on the radio, on TV,
oh,
too?
Oh, he hates him.
I mean, he's the worst.
How's he the worst? He's a good player and he's coach. Why? What?
The Van Gundys are very good, by the way. They're like dominating the
yeah, you get
the broadcast,
man.
We got Stan on the TNT one. He's awesome. And then Jeff.
Stan might be about out of jobs for a while.
Yeah, I think he's –
Stan keeps a little too
a TNT
real, doesn't
lifer.
He supports the players and stuff.
He's a TNT lifer.
He sometimes goes off, man.
Oh, when he goes, how do we not win? Did you see the last guy?
Right.
Supposed to go out and cover his guy, stand under the basket. What am I supposed to do with that? It's like, damn, Stan. Stan.
Remember how awkward that was with him
Stan,
and Dwight?
Stan, players win at the end of the day. Yeah. Listen, players win. You got to have their back.
Yep.
Here's one. I wish someone would give Reggie Miller a coaching job, too. Sick of him. Reggie's okay.
Reggie's good.
Reggie's fine.
Come on.
It's a weird dynamic they have with the two of those guys, but like Stan and Reggie, whatever.
I don't know. You know
everyone
what?
That works for TNT is fine.
You know, if you're under the Turner umbrella, you're good.
Yeah.
No, not true. Joe, call him out. Who does he always call out? Chris Webber.
He doesn't work there anymore.
Not anymore, but he was under that Turner umbrella.
But they were smart enough to can him.
Chris Webber, where is he now?
Right.
What happened to Chris Webber? Like they said, hey, we need you to work the NCAA tournament. And he was like, I'm not doing that.
And you're out.
Then they fire him for that?
I guess if he's not there anymore.
Bad stuff, man. Bad, bad.
Well, who did you hate more, Mark Jackson or Chris Webber?
Oh, man. Well, Chris Webber is just comically bad. Like,
I thought you were a play-by-play hater. I didn't write that. That's kind of your thing.
He doesn't discriminate.
Everything.
You could be a sideline reporter.
We're lucky to have you with your strong opinions about everybody doing these games.
You want me to critique your work?
I'd be the first to tell you I'm not very good. You don't have to worry about that.
Kyle Lowry and – this is a weird text. Kyle Lowry and Rick Mahorn are built the same way below the waist. It's an unusual text. I don't know why I read that, to be quite honest.
How well do you,
why did you
well, I'd
that?
Ask, how well do you know both those guys? Start talking about below
did
the waist.
Did you see what I was talking about, by the way, with what? Kyle Lowry shorts?
Yeah, he wears like triple X shorts.
Always does that.
Maybe 4X.
I know, I told you. Wears big pants. Big shorts.
I never put him on my list.
No, he didn't make
Speaking of your list, I got to go down to the guy who, all Husky team. Center, Jokic.
By the way, somebody bring this up again today about the all-Husky team.
It's right here.
Why does everybody like the all-large NBA team?
Well, it's the Joe Rose fighting Husky.
It's not. It's not me. Now you're going to have Pat thinking I'm saying stuff. He'll think it to him.
Did you say the Joe Rose fighting Husky?
Yeah, the Joe Rose fighting Husky. So you have Jokic underneath. Your shooting guard, obviously, is Harden. They put Luka at the point, but you do need a small forward and a power forward.
Zion's got to be in there.
Oh, Zion
is
a power.
Zion's your starting power forward.
He's a captain.
Who's your small forward, though?
Well, you can move Luka to small forward if you find a point guard. Or you got to find a small forward.
Carmelo? He's still active.
What made you think of Carmelo?
Because you have a thing for him. I know you do.
Man.
No, I just think the ball sticks to him.
The fighting
No,
Huskies.
You also think he's
not
out of
from
shape.
Eating desserts. I just said he just... How many coaches did he have tell him, hey, Carmelo, you got to pass. You can't just get the ball. And just...
I think
do your
Jim
own
Boeheim.
Thing. Everybody stands around with you.
Let's start with
all right. So give us. We need a small forward.
A small
for
forward
the,
or a point guard. We can move Luka to a small forward
for the Fighting Huskies.
The Fighting Huskies is a great name.
This is you guys' name. I'm done with this.
I didn't make it up.
No. It's a form of fat shaming which you two are doing.
I
so
did
you
not
two,
make
no,
it up.
No, you're in on
nope.
it too.
Nope.
You say you're going with.
Yeah,
you.
But I'm like, the general
like,
manager.
If but
this
if
team.
You're a certain amount of pounds overweight, doesn't it like? Because you're part of that community, like, can't you?
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm talking about all of us, not just Zach.
Oh, okay, good. Not just
like,
me?
If you're like a certain amount.
Well, first of all,
like, don't you get into the community like it's like any other community? Like,
it's okay to say so, it? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
I went in to get my heart checked, and I go to the guy, and he's asking me about a thing, and so he tells me, like, what I should weigh.
That's the worst.
And he told me 205, and I said, yeah. Sir, 205.
Yeah. Wake up, buddy.
He goes, no, I see what scales are. You're way over. Like, it's, you got to drop 40. And I go, sir. And then he gives me this diet thing, this piece of paper. I said,
how'd that work? Yeah.
You should
Jack,
be able
you
to
go,
get
you
to
go for physicals. You get the same
thing. Right.
Well, they tell you should weigh.
Oh, man. I don't even go that far into the conversation. The minute he says I'm obese.
I mean, I'm not trying to get there. I'm not trying to get into what you weigh.
You ever get the morbidly obese one? Yeah.
Just
it's been thrown out there.
No matter what, I do want to lose some weight. Don't get me
but
wrong.
Why
I'm
is 205 out of your wheelhouse, though?
205.
That's light heavyweight in the UFC.
I got no shot.
It is, man.
I got no
You'd
shot
be in
at
like
205.
Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz weight class. There.
There are not enough vegetables in the world to get me down to 205. There's not enough. Vegetables or oatmeal or what else has the wife tried on me?
Oh, how about someone said that the All Husky team plays at the Carrot Cake Arena?
Oh, yeah. You guys better get off that. You know what's happening to people. We'll get
I guess
you.
I'm safe. He said I'm safe. Hollywood said I'm safe.
All right.
Well, we need a small forward, all right?
Or
back
a point
to
guard.
Back to more right. important stuff right. here. We need a small forward for the Fighting
Huskies.
We
don't have any suggestions for a small forward or at least a point guard to move Luka?
No, we need
we can move Luka.
You move Luka to small forward and then go with another point guard. You can do that.
You know, Luka changed his diet in the middle of the year after he said,
yeah.
I'm way heavy.
Right.
What did he say, 30?
He gained 30 pounds after the Olympics in 40 days before he got to camp.
I can tell you one thing. When Luka's done playing, he can be a big guy.
Right, he could be. Right.
He can join the big team.
Yeah. More text when we come back.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, just a couple of minutes left here before we turn over to Zaslow and All Day Dan Day as they continue on with tonight's games, man. Should be
Let's do it.
This has been fun. I hope it continues after tonight. I hope we come in tomorrow and we still got both sports to talk about as the Panthers try to get a win, man, before coming back home. Nobody wants to get swept, man. Nobody wants to see brooms hitting them in the head leaving Tampa Bay tonight, coming home. And going to your locker only to pack for good.
Right.
Grab a couple of jerseys and going out the door and have that little meeting with your coach before you go.
That's the worst.
And he tells you, yeah, you're really good in the regular season. You didn't do much in the playoffs. Yeah.
You have to worry. We're going 2-0 tonight.
And then the Miami Heat.
Yep. Boy,
great shape. Got that win. And tonight, just a little bonus maybe, huh? Maybe. And, of course, the Celtics are desperate. They know if they go down 3-1, they got no shot to win the series. Try to get it back. They're trying to get it back to a three-game series. And then we'll find out the battle of the banged-up players. And I'm guessing most of them will play tonight. I'm kind of curious. Woody's got me thinking. Jimmy Butler said I'm going to play no matter what. He did say that. So I'm guessing if Jimmy wants to play and says he's ready to go, they're not going to stop Jimmy Butler from playing.
No, he's going to play.
He thinks he can play.
All right.
With knee inflammation. And Tyler Hero, what's he got, a groin? A little groin problem?
Isn't this the game, like, you're careful with Jimmy, though? And I texted you and said, like, Oladipo should play Jimmy's minutes tonight. you know, use this game strategically.
You don't have to worry. Oladipo's going to get his minutes.
Yes. No, no, I know. But this is a game for the Heat tonight where you can afford to lose. I mean, you got your split up there, which is what
that's
you
not how they're thinking about it.
I get
afford
it, man.
To lose,
I know. But... like, what you like? Hey, you can. Let's lose tonight, and we're home. We're different.
Jimmy couldn't play in the second half of that last game.
He's had a couple days off now.
All good?
Yeah.
He said he wanted to play last night. He told him, I'm good to go. And the team said, and then the trainer said, no, it's not a good idea. That's it. Give me one or two before we go.
Draymond will be this generation's Charles Barkley on TV.
Could be. He could.
Over under for the Panthers tonight on goals, 1.5. Yikes.
I don't see Draymond making fun of himself and having fun.
Maybe.
Don't see that.
Yeah.
See the other side of the strong opinions,
well,
but not
Barkley that. Money, maybe he will be.
They tell him that's what they want.
I don't think you get a guy just all of a sudden put a dress on. No.
A lot of stuff about the Fighting Huskies, but no name for the small forward.
Still looking for it.
There's people are like saying how we should measure people. How like
we
body mass index and stuff.
How are we going? No, we're going by how they look on TV
when they put that shirt on.
Eyeball
test.
I still think Carmelo Anthony's a decent choice. Maybe he's a reserve.
Six man.
Does he come off the bench?
I have to. Can I go back and look at him on the last couple of games?
You need a coach, too, by the way. Who's the coach?
Oh, there'll be a lot of people for the coach.
Wow. Yeah.
Not everybody's following that same program they put their players on in that league. You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
I'll tell you, Spo might be one of the best
conditioned
head
coach
coaches.
Team.
Yeah. You got to see him in the old days. He used to hit a hell of a basketball player. Spo was a hell of a basketball player. You see him in those one-on-one games out there. He could play. Hey, we're out of time. Good luck to our teams tonight, huh? Let's try to keep this thing alive.
2-0.
Both teams coming home with a chance to, get a win, and the other one come back home and wrap it up.
Right.
Get her done here. That'll do it. Zaslo and All Day Dan Day coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.